Nolte, Watch Media Serially Lie About Steele Dossier Being Corroborated. By John Nolte on December 13, 2019. This supercut of the establishment media serially lying to the American people with their knowingly false claims about the Steele dossier having been corroborated is, unfortunately, not at all unbelievable. Sadly, not at all unbelievable. Jeff Zucker has Allison Camerota's soul in a jar somewhere. pic.twitter.com/sqgtzhp0kh. John Ocasio-Nolte, at NolteNC, December 13, 2019. Good heavens, what a group of pathetic, grasping, unprincipled, unscrupulous, underhanded liars the media have become, as evidenced in this video by Grabian's Tom Elliott. And did you watch until the end? Be sure to watch CNN's hideous Allison Camerota, whose withered soul right now sits in a jar under Jeff Zucker's bed, explain the media's rationale for spreading what they all knew at the time was a lie. You see, America's crime fighters, her word, would never, ever, ever, ever use faulty information to obtain a FISA warrant. And this is why Camerota's dreadful morning show, New Day, is the lowest-rated show in all of cable news, the lowest-rated show on the lowest-rated cable news outlet, TNLOL. And the serial liars are CNN's Allison Camerota, much of the dossier has been corroborated. Your intel community has corroborated all the details in there. Former DNI Director James Clapper on CNN. All of the content of the dossier we were able to corroborate in our intelligence community assessment from other sources, which we had very high confidence. Ted Lieu, DCA, on CNN, we know that with the FISA application, the relevant parts of Christopher Steele's dossier were corroborated. CNN's Jim Sciutto, if the FISA application included information from the dossier, it would only be after the FBI had in fact corroborated the information through its own investigation. Countless liars on CNN and MSNBC, including John Harwood, Rachel Maddow, and Nicole Wallace, stating emphatically that parts of the dossier have been corroborated, or the equally absurd lie that nothing has been disproven, or that the dossier is holding up well under scrutiny. Obviously, these lying degenerates have not retracted their lies and never will, because at the time, they already knew they were lying. At the time, they already knew the Steele dossier was a pack of lies, and we know this for a fact because every establishment media outlet in the country had this dossier for months before Trump took office, and they all used their bottomless resources in the desperate hope of corroborating anything in it. Just one thing, just that one item that would give them the news hook to go public with the dossier. Not a single media outlet, not a single one with all their resources and sources, could corroborate a single thing. And this is why disgraced former FBI Director James Comey colluded with far-left CNN to sucker-punch Trump with a briefing about the dossier. It was all a setup, all part of the coup plot. Because the briefing of Trump on an already discredited dossier is what became the fabricated news hook after the news of the briefing with CNN CIA stooge Jake Tapper and his resting bitch face. Everyone who touched this dossier knew it was a total fraud, a total fake, all lies, and yet James Comey and his corrupt FBI agency still used the dossier to obtain FISA warrants to spy on the Trump campaign. And the media still looked the public in the eye over and over and over and over again and lied, deliberately sought to mislead us, because they all only had one goal in mind. A coup. To overturn a legal and lawful presidential election based on lies. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.